This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Yeah, Brock Purdy in a couple first round. Go ahead and just do it. Because if this hypothetical becomes a reality, then there's no more question of do we really have a franchise quarterback. Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback, no doubt. And I would like to see that kind of a quarterback under the Kyle Shanahan system, because what was clearly lacking the last two times they were in the Super Bowl, they couldn't make the downfield throw. You know, both Jimmy and Brock, they just can't do it. You know, all they need to do is hit one or two of those, and they would have won at least one Super Bowl. And this guy, I've seen him in LSU and in Cincinnati throw downfield throws, connect, and with no problem. Just, you know, it's so natural because he's got a, you know, premier arm talent. I'm not saying it's a rocket arm, but it's a premier arm talent, and he knows how to play the position well. And, you know, Brock is good, but we're trying to be great here. You know, if that was a true possibility, yeah, go ahead and get it done, because, dude, we 0-3 so far. I'm so hungry to win another Super Bowl. Go Niners.
Jonathan, thanks. I look at this more maybe conceptually than anything else, because we're not in a state of full reality yet with this situation. It just kind of became a thing starting 24 hours ago. And so everybody's just kind of starting to work with this. But I look at it more in terms of like Christian McCaffrey, like Rafael Devers, and like other situations that we've seen in the past. There are multiple ways to swing a deal in the NFL. And to me, the absolute best trades that you make are not the ones where you're out in the streets kind of begging or knowing that you have to make a trade or stuck there because you're either at a positional need or you have a player that doesn't want to be there anymore. I love the deals that kind of happen in the middle of the night. You don't realize
Luka
they're coming.
Doncic.
Yeah, well, that one was really excessive, but
One that we didn't see coming.
Right, but then the Lakers loved it, didn't they? You know what I mean? Like, I love Rafi Devers coming to the Giants. I love Christian McCaffrey coming to the Niners, because both of them felt like situations where you're like, we're okay with where we are right now, but opportunity suddenly knocked to get an elite player. So we went and did something that we weren't necessarily looking to do, but the opportunity was there. And if Joe asks off of the Bengals, to me, this is one of those situations for the whole league. It's an opportunity that knocks that you didn't see coming. If you're positioned to get in the conversation, you do.
Yeah.
He's that good.
I would not, honestly. And, you know, you talked about the Rams trade going from Goff to Stafford. And
similar deal.
It worked out because Stafford won the Super Bowl. But if you want to look at who won the trade, well, that hasn't been decided yet. The Rams got Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff.
I mean, the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, and yeah. So the Lions were able to get three really good players
yes.
for the one really good player. And yeah, the Rams won the Super Bowl, but they also added a bunch of other pieces around Matthew Stafford to win that Super Bowl. So long term, we'll see who actually,
well,
quote, won the deal. But
no doubt.
If you want to do a Joe Burrow trade, Goff, who's not as good as Joe Burrow, he commanded two firsts and a third,
right,
as well as the player swap. So you might be looking at three first round picks or, you know, two firsts and a couple of seconds because,
well,
Joe Burrow's that guy.
Remember,
right?
but in this scenario, Joe Burrow would be kind of demanding something, which Matt Stafford really didn't. The Lions just kind of felt like it was at a spot where maybe the whole thing had expired and it wasn't working anymore. And I know that a lot of people...
Well, the Rams had gotten to the point where they didn't want Jared Goff
correct,
anymore.
Correct. But even that, it's not like they weren't... I mean, they had had some good years with him. They went to the Super Bowl. But both coaches, I think McVay felt like the Rams could improve, and the Lions felt like things had kind of just come to an end with Matt Stafford. Though they loved him, and they wanted to put him somewhere else, and they thought they could reboot the organization with all the assets they received. And by the way, they were right. I know everyone will go to that tote board and go, well, the Rams won the Super Bowl. Well, the Lions are way better than they were when Stafford was there.
No doubt.
They're now a winning organization.
And they were in a spot where they were rebooting anyway. They just hired Dan Campbell. And the first year that Goff was there, the Lions were terrible. And then they used those picks. They got better. And they slowly have gotten to where they're now a legitimate
contender.
Threat.
Yes. Yeah, a contender. And obviously they, I mean, let's just admit this as Niner fans, they should have gone to the Super Bowl. That year. They should have.
2 years ago.
Yeah. They had that game.
No doubt.
They had that game, and Dan Campbell, as fun as he is and what a great culture changer he is, he still, in my opinion, has a long way to go as a game manager. This bravado, swaggering into every single possession, that thing that he does, I believe hurts him more than it helps him.
And last year, they got bit by the injury bug in such a crazy way that they were unable to really fulfill the promise that they had developed over the course of the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, the Lions long-term, they might eventually be the ones to, quote, win the deal.
Maybe.
If Goff can get them there and get them over the hump.
I don't think the Rams will ever feel like they lost the deal because they won a bowl. But Jeff and Marin real quick. Hi, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I think you absolutely make the deal. And I'm saying that I think Purdy is actually very good. But I think Burrow is, like, you know, one of these rare upper echelon quarterbacks. And as to, you know, your point that well, is he really fit into the Shanahan system? You really don't think Shanahan can figure out how to utilize Burrow as your quarterback? Burrow is also, I think, going to attract other star players that are going to want to come to the Niners. And lastly, what do you think Sean McVay would do? You think Sean McVay might want to get in the Burrow Derby when he's got a 37-year-old Stafford? I'm thinking, yeah.
No question.
Right?
No
and
question.
I'd rather have Burrow be with the Niners than going to the Rams and going, oh, crap, here we go again. They got a premier quarterback with the Rams and not us.
Or if the Cardinals or anybody wanted to get in on this, it can create a problem. Jeff, thanks. Yeah, like, that's an interesting way to put it. If you don't think that Joe Burrow would fit with a Kyle Shanahan system, then what are you saying about Kyle Shanahan? Like, only a bad coach cannot work with Joe Burrow.
What I'm saying is that you've got a running back that you throw the ball to a ton, and you've got a tight end. You don't have any good wide receivers. And you can say Ricky Pearsall all you want. He hasn't shown really that much as a professional football player. If you're Joe Burrow, you'd much rather be with L.A.
Great.
Throw to Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams.
That may be the case, but at the same time, like, to me, a great quarterback makes the receivers. Who the hell is Drake May throwing to this year?
Well, I mean, I thought Brock Purdy was this great quarterback.
He is.
And he's not making the receivers.
They're 9-4.
Like, because of Christian McCaffrey.
They've been in and out of the lineup. And yes, that
and
is.
And Juwan Jennings.
And Brock Purdy's
been. Wide receiver three.
And Purdy's been in and out of the lineup.
Exactly.
This is a bad year for that example. It just doesn't work based on all the in and out of the lineup. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. More time for your calls for sure, but also jumping in next, Johnny Avello from DraftKings. And we're going to go through some of the odds for the Niners for the weekend, and we'll see if we can get dibs off of this big bucket of ice that he's sitting on right now, because you got to make a pick here in about a half hour. And then Jason LaConfort at 5. This is Willard and Dibs.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And we're going to go out there in just a second to our buddy Johnny Avello, DraftKings Director of Sports Operations. Dibs, you need a slump buster.
I do. We had him on. I was 16-4 and... Well, I'm not 16-4 anymore.
No. He told you months ago
this
was not going to keep up.
He might have been the mush, but I won't say that to him.
and it has not kept up. So, yeah, that's part of the reason. Johnny, we want to know about the Niners and the NFL, but also, like, do people ever come to you for advice like, man, I'm on a cold streak. What do I do about this? Dibs is in a cold streak right now.
What do I know, Mark? I'm an odds maker. Odds maker. Odds makers are no better at handicapping than the average person. I mean, I'm good at making a number on any game to get two-way action. That doesn't qualify me to pick winners. So when they come to me, I say, I can't help you.
But you could tell us where, as we like to call it, the sharp money is. So, for example, Bucks minus 5.5 tonight. Where's the sharp money? What does Vegas want?
Well, really no sharp money on this game because we opened 5.5. We're still at 5.5. If the sharps are on anything on this game, it's the under. They were able to get a better number, 44.5 early, and now 43.5. But I don't see any sharp money on this game tonight. I mean, can't say any, but not an abundance of it.
Are Thursday night games more likely to be unders? It feels to me as an amateur, and boy, am I ever an amateur, Johnny, but feels to me like Thursdays tend to be more under heavy.
You always have to look at the matchup. You know, if you've got two teams that can score and it's going to be a dry field, Defenses aren't that good. That's when we're going to get the money bent on the over. I wouldn't say that Thursday night game's more of going under than over. I would say that's pretty close. I mean, there have been some of these Thursday night games that have gone way over. So, I wouldn't say Thursdays are an under at this point.
Johnny, I want to talk to you about the Niners Super Bowl odds. This entire market is trying to figure out, are the 49ers, even minus their best defensive players, are they an actual contender at 9-4? So first, let me let you answer that. Do you guys see the Niners as a realistic contender?
Well, I see them as a contender because they're probably going to make the playoffs. You know, they've got a 90% chance of making it now. They got a soft game this week. Yep. The schedule going out's not too bad. Still in contention for the division. And they're going to be chased by the Bears and the Lions and possibly the Panthers. So I think they're a contender because they can make it. And when you look at the whole body of work from everybody in the NFL, is there anybody that really blows you away?
No.
Exactly.
So here's my question. Maybe you can shed some light on why the Super Bowl odds are the way they are right now. I'm looking at 10 teams that apparently have better odds than the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. I understand most of them, but Jacksonville, Johnny, and Detroit as well, who's supposed to lose this weekend while the Niners are supposed to win, which almost puts the Lions potentially out of the playoffs. How do the Jags and Lions have better odds than the Niners?
Well, you have to look at who they're going to play in the playoffs and then who are the 49ers going to play. So when you look on the NFC side, you see the Rams, the Seahawks, the Packers. I mean, these teams are in the NFC, and not to mention the Eagles. These are teams that are very good teams that probably everyone I just mentioned will be favored over almost any AFC team. That's the reason why. It's the competition within the conferences.
And you've got Houston at 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Is that just kind of slanted to the fact that their defense is such a difference maker for them as opposed to any other team that might be in contention outside of Denver?
Well, again, it's about getting there again, and they have a chance to get there. Yeah, when you look at the defenses in the AFC, the Bills, they don't have any. They haven't had any for a few years. They have to outscore people. The Patriots defense isn't bad. Broncos isn't bad. And then there's the Texans. So they're the fourth choice in the AFC. And out of those three teams I mentioned ahead of them, they're capable of beating those teams any night.
Johnny Avello is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, DraftKings Director of Sports Operations. I wonder if people are – I'm always curious about this. For instance, do you have the Niners game this weekend? Is it at 12.5 or 13 at your house right now?
I think we're still 12.5.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's a big number, and I get everybody understands the Niners are way better than Titans. As an odds maker, take me through how you arrive at that number. Like, that's so random, 11, 14.5. How do you get to an exact number on this?
We take their power rating, and I'll give you, for instance, let's say out of 100, the 49ers power rating is, let's call it a 92. And then the Titans power rating is an 82. So the 49ers are 10 points better than them on a neutral field. And then we give the 49ers a couple of points for home field advantage, and that's how we come to our number. Now, there's a little bit more that goes into it. I explained it in a simple way. But we did open this game 12.5. We're still at 12.5. They're betting the 49ers. I'm not going to be surprised if we end up going to 13 on this game. The Titans only have a couple wins. Both wins are on the road. Both wins were against much more inferior teams than the 49ers. So the 49ers are going to be played this week, not only on with the spread. They're going to be bet in all the same game parlays, all the money line parlays. And so we will be heavily weighted on that side come the weekend.
And one of five games that is a, quote, super favorite, as I like to call them, Johnny, teams that are favored by 10 or more. And Those teams are 9-8-1 against the spread this year. The one that I'm fascinated by is the Seahawks giving 14 to the Colts. So you've got your power ratings, and then you've got the Colts with a quarterback who might be our age or maybe not. How do you go about hanging a number in a game like that?
he's not my age, but
he's closer to me than you. But
you look great, Johnny.
You look fantastic. But your power ratings, I'm sure, don't have Seattle 14 points better than Indy.
Definitely not. Well, they did. What the line on this game was about 3.5 Seahawks when the Colts have all their players, but they don't have all their players. You're going with a rookie quarterback from Notre Dame who has very limited experience, or they're going with Phillip Rivers who, you know, just called him out of the gym and said, "Hey, you feel like playing football?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think I can still throw the football." So, I mean, this team right now is going in a bad direction, first of all, as far as winning and losing. And second of all, how do you compete in this league without at least a half-decent quarterback? Now, Riley Leonard wasn't bad in college, but, you know, I didn't think that he would turn into any kind of a quality pro, and he still might. But to throw him in the fire like this against this team in Seattle, who's one of the most toughest home fields there is because of the noise factor, just asking a lot here. So that's the reason. I mean, think about it. If Seahawks score first in this game, well, they're halfway home already, right? So that's we have to put up a number here that makes sense to get people to at least think about the Colts side.
All right, Johnny, we'll let you leave us with this, and this is an unfair hypothetical question, but it fits into a debate that we've been having today because of the comments of Joe Burrow yesterday in Cincinnati where he sounded like he wasn't sure if he wanted to play football or play for the Bengals anymore. You said the spread for the Niners right now, they are 12.5-point favorites against the Titans. What would the spread be if Joe Burrow was their quarterback?
It would be just a little, probably about maybe 15. It wouldn't be that much higher. I mean, San Francisco has a system and just play within that system. Now, Joe Burrow, you know, you can open it up a little more with a guy like Joe Burrow, yep. But but you still don't look at the receivers that he has in Cincinnati,
sure.
And he doesn't even have Ayuk to throw to on this team. So, you know, it's not like it's the greatest situation to come into.
Johnny, always great to see you. You do. You look great. You look just like Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging for a bit.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. Johnny Avello, DraftKings Director of Sports Operations. Joe Burrow worth at least 2.5 points.
Yeah, but his point at the end is like, hey, I mean,
that's true.
On this team, not like you've got Brandon Ayuk to throw to. So Burrow's impact longer term would be, I think, more impactful than just the one-off where so Joe comes in here and it's like, all right, you got DeMarcus Robinson and Juwan Jennings and Kendrick Bourne and Sky Moore and Rick Pearsall, who I think Ricky's got 4-5 catches since he's come back?
Not a lot. I don't know. And, you know, we asked this of Greg Cosell yesterday. I don't know if the Pearsall thing is because he's well enough to play, but he's still not well enough to be his full self. Or did the Niners just kind of like find a different flow without him? Which is odd because he and Brock Purdy, they came back in the same game, right? Or actually did Pearsall may have come back one game before.
I think he did, yeah.
So it's not like Purdy had this flow going because he wasn't even playing, but they got things going with Juwan Jennings and obviously George Kittle coming back. And, you know, you dip your toe in the water a little bit here and there with others, whether that be Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, you're throwing the ball to Christian a whole lot. And it's just like, I don't know, you couldn't kind of inject or haven't been able to yet inject him back in to a key ball handling role.
Yeah, and he actually came back when Purdy also came back, which was against Arizona.
Okay.
And he's played in, I guess, 3 games, and he's got 5 catches for 20 yards.
Right.
And the Niners have won all 3 games. And so I think it's partly what you said. Maybe the leg is not 100%. The flow of the game has not been to where you need to really throw it to your wide receivers a bunch down the field. And, you know, Brock Purdy, it's been McCaffrey, it's been Kittle, it's been Juwan Jennings, and they haven't needed a lot of other things to beat the three teams they've beaten.
No, I wonder, I this is one of the things I'm looking for in games going forward is the downfield accuracy of Brock Purdy, which I think is still, you know, Joe Burrow has talked about it too, in fact. Like, it's interesting we're having this conversation and they've both been through turf toe this year. Joe's was worse than Brock's, but when it is your feet, your base and everything, it can affect your accuracy. Joe has been pretty good since he came back, but like, I'm thinking about that three-pick game against Carolina and that decision that I hated, which was throwing to the end zone when you had 20 yards of green grass in front of you and George Kittle staring there. You could have thrown to George, you could have run, and Brock decided to throw to the end zone, and he was intending it to go to Ricky Pearsall. That was Ricky.
Right.
Who a lot of people were like, but he's open. He's open in the end zone. He's
not wide open, but he was open.
But you didn't lead him enough. You threw a bad ball.
Yep.
And it got picked. So that probably has clearly had an effect on Ricky's numbers. Is there have been a couple of times where they're targeting him and it's been an inaccurate pass.
I think, and also it's been, you know, what I was saying before about your offense and Purdy in those three games, they've thrown for .186, .193, and .161. So you haven't had to go out there and throw it 56 times because you've had leads and you've been able to run it. And Brian Robinson and Christian McCaffrey, and it's been the dink and dunk short passing game. And that doesn't factor into Ricky having big games. Like, think about Kendrick Bourne in those back-to-back games where he went over 150 yards receiving. Those were games where one of them was the Ram game. You kind of needed to go out there and match the Rams score for score.
Want to get back to the phones for sure. We've been having what I find to be a very interesting conversation off of these comments by Joe Burrow. This happened on his birthday yesterday, regular media session in Cincinnati.
You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Follow-up questions came.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Football-related, personally?
All of the above.
Okay, and then Adam Schefter said, hey, league took notice.
Other teams in the league took notice of that. I could tell you that for a fact. I know that because I was texting with some of them. Andrew Luck, when he retired, had played 86 NFL games and been sacked 174 times. Joe Burrow has played 13 fewer games, 73, and been sacked 203 times. So he's played 13 fewer games and been sacked 29 more times than Andrew Luck was. And he sounded like a guy on Wednesday who was deeply reflective, contemplative, and thoughtful about how he wanted his future to proceed. Those were alarming words. Those were alarming words. That got the attention of a lot of people. I can tell you that right now. And that'll be something to pay attention. Now, maybe it's just the end of the season, but in many ways, the organization has failed him. Defense has not held up its end of the bargain. The offensive line has not protected him. And yes, he wanted the wide receivers. He had to pay the wide receivers, and therefore you can't pay every... But you know what? In his words, there are a lot of things going on right now. That's what he said. Now, I don't know if he's referring to his personal life or just football in general, but a lot of things going on. If I were his employer and I was somebody that wanted to keep him in the order, that would have my attention. And I would make sure that I'm getting with Joe Burrow to make sure that while there are a lot of things going on, we've got a lot of solutions to try to help you through this.
Brock Purdy and two ones for Joe Burrow. And by the way, complete hypothetical, mythical, all of that. One of the reasons I find it interesting, though, is it's an avenue to get all of us to really get to a true place about how we feel about Brock Purdy.
Right.
And I don't
and
know.
And you want him out.
That's right. I don't know if this is catching anybody off guard today, especially from yours truly, the president of Brockistan. Like, this to me is not... This has nothing to do. In fact, I haven't heard anybody call us today and be like, Brock Purdy sucks. You got to do this deal. I don't think that. You don't think that. I don't think most Niner fans think that. But I do think it's an avenue to get to a spot where you can define how you feel about Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy is really good. I think the 49ers have won with Purdy, will continue to win with Purdy. And yes, I think he is good enough for the final prize. I think all of those things. But I do not think he's Joe Burrow. I do not think he's on that level. And if the opportunity arises, no matter how good you are, to get better, I think you take it. Look at the Golden State Warriors and the Hamptons Five. You're very, very good. Is there an opportunity to get even better? You go do it. You go do it. I just think that's a general statement, not about Niners and Burrow. It's just when opportunity strikes to get better, you look at that and you do it if you can.
And they went from Harrison Barnes to Kevin Durant.
Correct.
This is not going from Harrison Barnes to Kevin Durant. This is going from
somebody far better
to getting to somebody who's like Kevin Durant.
Harrison Barnes, very good. He's good.
He was good.
He's a good player.
He was not very good. He was fine for this team.
Won a championship.
Patrick McCaw won three championships. Well, Are we going to do that?
No, because Harrison played.
And he,
Patrick watched.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins was more impactful in their title that he won than Harrison Barnes
in the title that he won. That's true. Andrew Wiggins, number one overall pick. Like, I mean,
Harrison Barnes was a lottery pick.
Yes, he
without
was.
Without a doubt. So.
Yes, he was. And not a failed one, by the way. Still bouncing around in
sure.
the league now.
He's a good pro.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, but he's not Joe Burrow. And Brock Purdy is better in the NFL
than Barnes
is in the NBA.
I agree with you, but I think that there are people who think that the Barnes-Purdy comp is perfect. I mean, there are people who think that about Brock Purdy.
I won't pepper you with all the numbers that would show you that Brock Purdy is not only comparable to Joe Burrow, but he's better in many categories.
I don't need those numbers.
Those are all numbers, and it's not only like winning percentage, but it's interception rate and all the rest of it,
sure.
and quarterback rating and all the rest of it.
Excellent player.
Very, very good player.
Those numbers are on my ceiling. You know that.
And yes, and those numbers are born out of the fact that he's on a better team than Cincinnati. And
correct.
I know the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, so did the Niners, and the Niners went to a conference championship game beyond that.
And so did Joe Burrow.
There you go. But if I look at it, and even if it's two firsts, which I think the price would be higher than that, but we'll play with that hypothetical because, I mean, Jared Goff commanded more. He commanded two firsts and a second.
But he wasn't demanding out. Like, again, the comp
here. Joe Burrow's not demanding out.
No, but the hypothetical conversation
sure.
we're having is that he would because
yes.
he's having these thoughts.
I think that the thoughts and what Schefter said in his commentary is more where I am, which is, whoa, a lot of people took notice of that, and the Bengals need to get him to find out, like, what does this mean? Does this mean you want out of here or you want out of it?
Right. That's fair. But I also think Schefter's not just talking about a lot of the people with the Bengals took notice. He's saying the league. The league. And that's the final answer that we don't have. Did this mean you don't want football or don't want Bengals? And maybe it's just a bad day. Like, hell, who knows? It could be that too. But my guess, based on a lot of factors that we know, is that he's leaning more – I'm frustrated with Bengals, then I don't want football anymore. But I can't rule it out.
I don't know why you would then make those comments on your birthday, December 10th. Obviously he's feeling down about
sure.
something.
Yep.
And you go to the podium because that's what you do when you're a quarterback in the NFL. Every week you get to talk to people. But the fact that he was so revealing and just so downtrodden, that spoke to me that it's more than just, I'm mad at the Bengals. That sounded to me like a guy who was just, he's beaten down.
Maybe.
Beaten down by what he has to go through as the Bengals QB. Because if you really want out of Cincinnati, you normally would do it in a different way. Like, there's a blueprint for
step one.
Demand to be traded.
Yeah, step one.
Step one is usually not like mopey donkey, as you call it.
I don't know. You know, Giannis is like, it's been a flirtation that starts slow and then gets bigger and bigger. David in San Jose. Hi, David. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, Willard, Dibs. How you guys doing?
What's up, David?
All right. Hey, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to shout out to my wife for her birthday today.
Is your wife's name Joe Burrow?
No, celebrating at the same time. Also,
happy birthday to your wife. What's up, David?
Yeah. Appreciate you guys, man. Yeah, so I'll get in on this conversation, man. It's all hypothetical, right? We all love Joe Burrow. He's a great quarterback, but we already have a great quarterback. And, you know, for whatever reason, I doubt this money would even work. We just signed Purdy to a big contract. Burrow has a big contract. I think the last thing the Niners want to do is go back into salary cap hell. But I will say this. And I don't want to get into why he's saying that. I'd probably be saying that, too, if I got sacked 12 times a game. But, you know, I don't even know
if that would change if he comes here, because I know their O-line sucks at Cincinnati. Ours can be good and can be really bad at games, but a lot of times he gets sacked because he holds on to the damn ball too long. All right, and so I agree. If I didn't have Purdy, oh, I'd trade 3 first round picks for him, no problem. But you know, that's more of a shot at our front office for not hitting on first round picks. The real thing is though, how many times has he been bailed out by just throwing the ball up to Jamar Chase or T. Higgins and then coming down with it? We don't have that here, you know. And I would like. I'm curious, what's his record going back to college without two number ones? Without two number ones in college?
Yeah, David, we got to run. He's actually kind of never played without amazing receivers. But I'm going to push back on this idea that he just hucks the ball up and Jamar Chase comes down with it. That's not the way football works. That's not the way the Bengals are playing. This dude is a baller at the absolute highest level, and I think it works more the other way around. I think you'd see Jamar Chase's numbers go way down if he was with a bad quarterback on the Bengals. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Glad you're with us. And Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll do the Burrow thing, but we'll also get to him just the general landscape of the AFC, the NFC, the Niners situation. He is less than 20 minutes away, so stay right where you are on Willard and Dibs.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Are you nervous?
About?
It's almost pick time.
The pick is in. I don't get nervous about a pick.
Yeah, you do. Do you get nervous about anything?
Do I get nervous about anything?
Hang on, I got to get a pen so I can pick the pick. Talk for a
second. Okay, I don't really get nervous about anything. You know what I do get a little nervous about
fade,
is when...
Fade.
Yes. Fade. That's the bit. When I'm having a great round of golf and I get to about the 13th hole and there's a chance that I might break 80... That's when I probably get a little bit nervous.
Did you really?
I've broken 80.
You've done it before.
6 times. Yeah. But those are special rounds.
Right, but that's like you've done it.
Yes, but
check,
also,
green check.
Yeah, but you also get into a territory where maybe you'll shoot better than par for 9 holes, which I've never done. Or maybe you'll get to a spot where you'll have your lowest round ever.
Yeah.
At that time, it's probably the only time I get nervous.
That's an interesting spot to be the only time you get nervous.
Public speaking, no.
It's not like anything's really on the line.
Right.
Like your 7th time breaking 80.
Well, okay. I mean, you're fine.
But like, yeah, you did.
Public speaking,
you nailed it.
I don't get nervous.
Okay.
Honking and flipping somebody off.
No.
And having them.
I wish you got more nervous.
Having them react back to me.
Right.
I don't get nervous. There are times when I probably shouldn't go that route. Maybe it was a bad honk. You honk at somebody, and it's like.
You need a Greg Cosell in your shotgun.
Honk, honk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What's to get nervous of? It's a pick. The pick is in. I have no control. And you and I have had this conversation about me and gambling and how I don't like to gamble when there are things that I can control, such as blackjack. I have a decision to make, and if I make the wrong decision, that eats me up.
Yeah.
If I take Tampa or I don't take Tampa, I can't control it. They're either going to cover or they're not. It's out of my hands.
Well, let's find out what you're going to do then.
Yeah, let's find out.
Well, here we go into the Florida night. All of the sudden, Baker Mayfield, remember when he was going to be the MVP of the league?
Oh.
Remember that? About 7 weeks ago, he beat the Niners. Nobody was playing better than Baker. Then he got hurt. Then he started losing football games. Then he started losing a bunch of football games. And now they're having a hard time flicking the Carolina Panthers off of their shoulders. But they're getting healthy tonight. Mike Evans is in this football game. Jalen McMillan might be in this football game. Bucky Neer is back. He's been back on the football field. So they are a fairly hefty favorite hosting the Kirk Cousins-led Atlanta Falcons. It is the Bucs, -5.5 dibs.
Yeah, you look at this one, and it's a divisional, and it's a Thursday night divisional. And these games are usually close.
We're excited. They're already clapping in the other room. Fantasy football playoffs start in about 20 minutes. Everybody is fired up.
Grandy, can you cut the music? We have some decorum here. There's a routine.
We really don't.
Thank you. You know what, guys? I play ball a lot on the show, and all I ask is for a modicum of respect.
Fade.
You know what?
Woo! Come on, Dibs, make a pick!
Take the Bucks, lay the 5.5, Kukush. You know, there used to be decorum. There used to be a modicum of respect as I go through my process and try to explain my pick. But now, I got these three.
Fade.
Exactly. We got drops and clapping and dancing. You know what? You take the Bucks, you lay the points. Yeah! It's unpopular.
I miss confidence, Dibs.
I know. I know.
I had it at 4.5 in my pool.
What?
This is a weird one because Tampa is, like, if you look at the analytics, they're almost the exact same team as Atlanta. But
really?
Yeah, I'm EPA,
yeah.
Expected points added. They are a skosh better on offense and a smidge better on defense.
I like the word skosh.
And then you look at, like, what these teams have done in the season. The one wild card that I'm kind of afraid of is the Kirk Cousins factor. Because he can play well. He's a veteran. And Atlanta doesn't have Drake London. They won't have London on the track. I like that Tampa's getting its guys back.
Yeah, they're getting healthy.
Yeah.
And they've got a good pass rush, and Kirk doesn't move so well.
And they are more motivated to go out there and make this a real victory. Atlanta's been Illuminati. They're out. They're Dunskies. So the motivation plus the health. You take Tampa, you lay the points, Kukush.
Did you notice? I know you didn't like the early clapping.
I thought it was obnoxious.
Premature clapulation.
That's a buck.
So what, Grandy? Listen, did you notice? It didn't happen after you were done.
I think
that's a compliment. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's not chicken. We agree with you.
You all right, Granny?
Yeah,
let's turkey sandwich coming up.
Talk about disrespect.
Got choked up.
My gosh,
it's an emotional night.
We're trying to get on board with you, and then you're coming down our road for it.
First of all, I'm coming down your road because you're my partner, and you're supposed to have a modicum of respect. Randy, whatever, he can't stand me. I don't like him either.
He can't even
and
talk.
And Lucas, he's always the fade guy after, but now I'm going to call him Yertle because he's turtled up.
Yertle?
I think.
It's a Dr.
Yertle
Seuss
the turtle,
reference.
Yertle the turtle, Lucas.
Oh, my God. Where'd you go to high school?
Reading's hard.
Yeah, same place as me, sadly. You take the bucks, you lay the points, cuckoo. All right?
I think we agree with you. I think we agree with you.
I don't.
All right, well, yeah!
There he is.
Hey. Okay, Dibs takes the Bucks, and Dibs picks Stink.
And Lucas fades.
Yeah, right. You always fade.
Yeah.
Which means you have a losing record on the year.
That can't be true.
Yeah, there was that one day he was out.
Good point.
Yeah, so different record. Can't hang that one on him. All right, Jason Lockenfour is going to join us in a few. I do want to take the couple minutes we have before Jason, Odyssey NFL insider, who will talk to us about the Niners standing in the West, in the conference, the Joe Burrow situation. Maybe he can translate a little bit, all of those things. We're going to do that here in just a few minutes. I did find this comment from Steve Kerr yesterday. This is not with us. This is at practice. Listen to Steve Kerr talking about rotations, especially as guys are getting healthy.
The difficulty is probably going to be somebody's next question, but we have a lot of guys now, and it's a great problem to have, but it's not an easy problem to solve. Because I also would say there's not a ton of separation between some of our players. So I can't play 14 guys, 15 guys. I can probably play 11 at the most. In a game, so we have some very difficult decisions to make before Friday.
Okay, so a little preview into tomorrow's time with your afternoon hosts, Willie and Dibby. I think there's a lot of discussion-worthy stuff there, and in fact could probably get a lot of you Warrior fans involved with the idea of, I don't know, pick your... Basically, he's like, we got 14 guys, I can maybe play 11.
Yeah.
All right, so give me your three names who are out.
You always like to play Survivor.
Yeah.
It's Warriors playing time Survivor.
Warriors Survivor starts tomorrow night. Steph Curry's back.
So who are you voting off of the island, quote-unquote? Well, first and foremost, I think it's going to have to be the pride of Indiana, Trace Jackson Davis. I think that he...
Agreed.
He's an easy one to eliminate.
Do you know, real quick, what's funny about this is as of 2 weeks ago, everybody, the first words out of everyone's mouths would have been Pat Spencer. Not anymore.
No.
Not
no,
anymore.
No.
So go ahead. Yes, I'm with you. TJD.
Seth Curry, he's out of the rotation. I think he's Buddy Hield insurance, and you're going to keep him around because you may need a game where you got to have a guy to come in and just drill some threes, and so that's his role. But I think for now, he is going to be on the outside looking in. And the other one, and this gets to be a little bit sticky because, you know, depends on what you need in the game, but Gary Payton II, GP2, last couple of times out, he's only played the one brief stint, so I do think that he's out. And you know what? I think Kuminga's back in.
You might be right. I really don't know. And I mean, honestly, like in a perfect world, I don't think there's anybody on planet Earth that would suggest otherwise. If you're looking at that entire list and you're saying we got to find three names who are off of it, I think what you're saying makes a whole lot of sense. But I don't know that that's the way it's going to go. Like, you can flippantly just be like, yeah, GP2. Maybe. But I think we can all see that Kuminga, maybe even Will Richard, there are some other names who would be, I guess, you know, potentials for being the ones who have to watch this one and be part of Pat Spencer's Stay Ready crew.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't. Boy, I am fascinated to see these minutes tomorrow night.
Especially for Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course.
All roads lead. And I do think that if Kuminga is back in there, doesn't mean he has to play 25 minutes or more, but if he is in some sort of an active rotation, then the conclusion I will draw is that he got a DNP as a punishment for walking off in the fourth quarter and going in the tunnel.
Maybe.
If that's the way that this goes, if he comes back and he plays 20 minutes or so, that's the way I'm going to read it.
And they'll never cop to that, but I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you that maybe that was something specific to the night before, not just necessarily the return to Jimmy, or is it more along the lines of what Steve Kerr admitted to us a bunch this week, which is just, they just don't like the way he's playing right now. And they do have a bunch of guys, and they feel like they've won two in a row. You know, Steve, how often he says to us, we found something. Maybe he feels like they found something over the weekend.
Perhaps.
And now you get to add Steph Curry to whatever you found.
Yeah.
So that's pretty significant.
And it's also going to be a little different because Draymond is out, right? Draymond officially is out.
Yes, for personal reasons.
That might let Chase Jackson Davis come in more because somebody's got to guard the five and Draymond's not going to be there to do it. So that'll change a little bit in the rotation.
A little bit. Yeah, absolutely. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.